your clothes. Give them to me.
Hello, cutie pie.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Arnold. And I'd like to introduce everybody to episode 22 of the Super Podcast. And I'm the host, Super Marcy, because nobody else would host my own damn show. And I'm joined today with my good friend from Scotland, and he doesn't wear a kilt, which disappoints me, Will McCaskey. Hello, Will.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
And why aren't you wearing a kilt?
I don't know, mainly because it's cold.
Well, when it warms up, maybe you should wear a kilt.
Yeah.
Women like that sort of thing.
They do.
Yes, they really do. I think when they know that you're not supposed to wear underwear with a kilt,
That's true.
It's just more exciting that way.
Yeah.
Yes, but moving right along, me and you have history together because we used to do the MGR podcast with our friend Matt.
We did.
And that's kind of on hiatus at the moment because Matt and yourself have a new project, a new website.
We do have a new project.
So while we're doing the introductions, why don't you quickly tell us about it? And I would highly recommend everyone check it out because it's pretty damn cool.
Sure. So it's called Gamer Rage, and it's sort of similar to MGR, only it's all focused on games. So if you head over to www.gamerrage.co.uk, you'll find reviews for various games, columns done by myself and Matt, a weekly live podcast that you can join in on, and that's every Friday at 11 p.m. British time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not too sure of the other time zones.
Yeah.
But if you live in another country that's not Britain, work it out from 11 p.m.
GMT. Yeah, I think that's like 10 o'clock Saturdays Australian time.
Yeah.
And it's something like, I think, a bit earlier in the US.
I think it's around 5 or 6.
5 or 6 or something. Yeah. Something like
but
that.
But yeah, it's a very exciting project, and you know, there's a good few reviews up and some some columns going to be going up, and there's a poll every so often as well.
Yeah.
And I'd also recommend that you check out our forums as well, where you can suggest stuff for the shows, and
we can just pay you out and say how much you suck. No.
Yeah. And you know, you can converse with us and stuff like that.
Because you're cool,
but
guys.
If you head over at the forum at www.gamerrage.co.uk/forum/index.php.
Yes, well, I haven't joined yet, but I will. I just haven't had time. Mm. But I'll come and chat with you guys and give you guys shit, as we normally do.
Awesome.
Okay, well, with that wrapped up, I need to just give a quick shout-out to John from Veracity Nation for all his help with my new website, which is now supermarcy.com, which is very easy, and you can find all my blogging and podcasts and everything on there. It's all on the one website and it's rocking, and that's about it. We're going to move on to the show, and of course, as you might have guessed, our subject of the show is something near and dear to our hearts, and that is Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger, aka the Governator, because he's a governor now.
Yes.
Stop whining.
Shut up.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what the plan is we're going to just discuss the works of Mr. Schwarzenegger and what we think's good and what we think's crap, basically.
Awesome.
I'll start off with, we'll go through his filmography for you. Mm-hmm. And the very first movie he made was Hercules in New York, and it is one of the worst movies ever, and it is pretty hilarious. And I believe he was dubbed over in it because his English and accent were that bad, nobody could understand a word that he said. And I think that's about all we can say about that.
Stop whining.
He's not impressed. I think pretty much the next big thing that he did was the documentary Pumping Iron, which that chronicled Arnold working out at Gold's Gym in Venice Beach and doing the Mr. Olympia and Mr. America competitions where he was, up against Lou Ferrigno, who went on to play the Incredible Hulk in the TV series. And yeah. It's actually, surprisingly, it is quite a good documentary, but it's also hilarious because Arnold compares pumping iron to having orgasms. So God. I know you haven't seen it, but you should add it to your viewing queue and check it out, because I think it is actually worth watching, especially if you like Arnold and you want to see him in his early years.
Yeah.
Pumping iron, baby.
Yeah.
See? He enjoys it. All right. I think the big film, the film that started it all was basically Conan the Barbarian. This got Arnold, you know, he's kind of hitting the big time with Conan. It was a very popular movie.
It's definitely the first I remember.
Yeah, and I really, like, it's one of my favourite movies of his, easily. Yeah. It's a good, fun movie, and he's actually not too bad in it as far as acting goes.
Definitely. But from what I can remember of it, it's really enjoyable.
Yeah, and it's got, I can't remember his name, James Earl Jones. He played the bad guy.
Awesome.
And, yeah, that's pretty damn cool. But I think just in general, everything with the movie just worked really well, and you can see how it was really popular and still is popular.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty cool. And he's, you know, he's Conan and he's a barbarian.
Yeah. That's about all you need to know, really.
Yeah, I mean, the tagline states, he conquered an empire with his sword. She conquered him with her bare hands.
Ooh, sounds sexual.
It does sound very sexual. I'm impressed. Sounds sexy. Now, did you ever see the sequel, Conan the Destroyer?
I did.
That was not very good.
No, it wasn't as good as the original.
Yeah, I'm actually not a big fan of that movie. It didn't live up to it. Like, there was such a demand that they do a sequel as soon as possible. And, you know, this kind of put Terminator into a bit of chaos because they wanted Arnold. They had to start filming and he wasn't available because he had to do Conan the Destroyer. But, yeah, it's definitely not as good. I mean, it's still watchable, but it's just nowhere near as good. It doesn't have the magic of the first one.
I agree. Although it does have Andre the Giant in it.
Andre the Giant, does it? I don't remember him in it.
Yeah, he's in it.
Really? Oh, he is too.
I don't remember it.
I just looked it up, but yeah, I don't remember.
Big idiot.
Yeah, but
he played Dagoth, the Dreaming God.
See, I hate, as much as I hate to admit this, just because I haven't gotten around to it, I don't own either of the films, but I actually do want to own them both because Conan the Destroyer is not as good, but I'll still watch it. But Conan the Barbarian is awesome.
Yeah.
Really awesome. And coming off of that was the Terminator, but I'm going to put that on hold for a second. I'll just mention that after Conan, they decided to do Red Sonja, and Arnold plays a similar role. I mean, he's basically Conan with a different name, but this movie absolutely sucks ass, and it's just, yeah, it's pretty crap, and I think that one should definitely be skipped. Do you agree, yes. Arnold?
Yeah.
Good boy.
I've never seen it, so we can.
Yeah, know. But now just to mention it in the, you know, the package of everything. All right, yes. Terminator, 1984, the year I was born. Just so
the year I was not born.
No, you came along in one of his other movies.
Yes.
In the year of one of his other movies, which we'll mention later.
The year of two of his other movies.
Yes, indeed. But the Terminator. This is one of my all-time favorite movies ever.
Yeah.
Is it one of your favorites?
Definitely. I remember dressing up as a Terminator when I was little.
I wanted to be saved by a Terminator, even though he was bad. I'm like, but I want you to save me.
I had all the toys as well.
Yeah. Not only is it like a really awesome movie, but he's actually pretty good in it as, you know, just a massive
emotionless killer.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a shark, basically.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a really good script and really well directed by James Cameron in, like, his first real movie. Mm-hmm. And It's just, it's hard to explain. It's just everything comes together so well. And yeah, of course, and
it's still culturally relevant today as well.
Yes, because there's Terminators running around and we have to escape them.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, you know, it's just, it's still talked about and it's still...
Oh, yeah. It's still highly regarded as a fantastic film. And
It's still there in pop culture.
Yeah, it's always quoted, as we know.
I'll be back.
You will. We know you will. But, yeah, I mean, how could you not love The Terminator? It's got, like, one of the coolest movie posters ever with Arnold on it looking badass.
Yeah.
And one of the best scenes, and I think it's, like, one of the best scenes in a movie, like, ever, is when they're at the club, the Tech Noir club, and Sarah's sitting at the table, and you've got Arnold is coming. Like, not he's coming, but, you know, he's moving along through the crowd and everything's starting to slow down. And you can see Kyle Reese is trying to work out which one's the Terminator because he doesn't know until he actually makes a move. And it's done in this slow motion and you're just sitting there on the edge of your seat going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. It just builds up all this tension and then, like, he's got the gun and you can see the laser pointing at her forehead and you're just, like, shitting yourself over what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's so good. Like, you just can't beat that kind of stuff.
The bit at the end where they're crawling through the big crushy thing.
Yeah, through the factory thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, he's like, is he going to get or is he not? Is he?
Yeah.
He is.
Like, no, you can.
Not. He is.
You can totally believe that maybe the bad guy might win.
Yeah.
Basically, like, that's how the film set out, and that's how awesome it is, and that's how awesome Arnold is. Indeed. And he has something to say.
I'll be back.
You idiot! Bitch!
Thank you. All right, now, I know that you're going to get excited for the next film, which is Commando.
Yeah. Another film that I used to dress up to.
Yes, because you were in love with John Matrix, and you wanted the last name of Matrix.
Yeah, it is a cool name.
My name is John Matrix.
Everything about this film is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's a typical 80s action movie that's over the top.
Yeah.
It's so silly. It's just like, it's Arnold with one-liners and just kicking all sorts of ass.
The car chase where the bazooka thing's awesome.
I like the bit in the hotel room or the motel room and they knock over the wall and there's two people screwing in the next room.
Yeah.
It's awesome. He's got, like, the best lines.
I think the whole plane escape is done really well in that as well.
The ending is also cool when he just, you know, it's one man versus everyone. And he just blows the shit out of everything.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
One of his last one-liners in the film is genius as well.
Do you want to say it for us?
Just the bit where he's got the massive pipe and he rams it through the dude and he's just, why don't you let off some steam?
That's pretty awesome.
It is.
Does Arnold, do you agree that it is awesome?
Yes, correct.
Good. I'm glad he agrees. And... His outfit at the end is pretty cool, and he's got the paint on and everything. He's so badass. Yeah. Like, I don't know how anyone can just hate this movie. You're not supposed to take it seriously. It's supposed to be fun. Yeah. It's like, who cares? He's blowing heaps of shit up. He's going after the bad guys. They kidnapped his daughter. They always kidnap the daughter. Stop having daughters. Then they won't have anyone to kidnap.
No. Oh. And then you can have a quiet life in the country.
Exactly. Or you could say lines like,
no deal.
which I think he actually says in his next movie, which was Raw Deal. If I'm wrong, well, I'm wrong. But this is a little known Arnold movie, Raw Deal.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, not a lot of people, I think, have actually seen it. I remember it had something to do with the FBI and some other stuff. I mean, it was okay for what it is, but it's just, you kind of forget it because it's not, you know, it's not like a really
big
movie. No. I think he says in this movie, you gave me a raw deal, not no deal. But anyway.
All right.
But after Commando, he made Raw Deal. And if you're a completist for Arnold, you should check it out because, I mean, it's not bad, but it's not great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not Commando. Commando is just, you know, a big bag of fun. And they clearly ripped off that movie when they made The Marine. They wanted it to be Commando with John Cena.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Commando just kind of shits all over that movie.
Definitely.
And you know what Arnold has to say about that?
I don't.
You don't? Well, Arnold would like to say this.
I agree with you.
See? How smart is he? He's a smart man.
He is.
All right. Next film in the Arnold filmography is Predator, which is one of my all-time favorite movies ever.
And it was also released the year I was born.
Yeah, several years later, Will came along. Predator, yes. He plays Dutch. And this, obviously, Predator is a pretty popular film.
Definitely.
Obviously. It was directed by John McTiernan, and I'm probably saying that wrong. And he was the man that gave us Die Hard, which, in my opinion, is one of the best movies ever.
Absolutely.
So you know that it's pretty cool. And he also did another Arnold movie, which we'll talk about later. But we'll talk about that later. And Predator, aside from having Arnold, it has Carl Weathers. And do you know who he is?
I don't.
You're not sure who he is? Well, if you're a fan of the Rocky movies...
Apollo Creed.
He played Apollo Creed. Now you know who he is.
I do.
You didn't recognize the name, but when I said Rocky, you're like, ah, oh, it was Apollo.
There well, actually, go. It was just that I clicked on the name Carl Weathers and it came up Apollo Creed. And I was like,
that's where I've seen him from. And for us wrestling fans, it has Jesse Ventura.
The Body.
The Body. And he also went on to be a governor.
Yes.
They like their governors in Predator.
They do.
And if anyone doesn't know what Predator is, it's the film where they're in the jungle, in the Central American jungle. They're out to, I think, they're on the rescue mission, right?
Yeah.
They're a group of commandos. Hostages. They got to go get the, kill the terrorists, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
However, there is an alien in the jungle called, we know him as a Predator, and he's there to hunt, and hunt he does. And this film, aside from an awesome performance from Arnold, because he's actually really good in it, it's got some disgusting blood and gross things in it. Like, the Predator skins people, so you see nicely skinned people.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty intense film, because you don't really know what's going on at first. Yeah. And then you start to realize what's going on, and you see how the Predator sees things, and then you've got the awesome showdown at the end, and you see his beautiful looking face of the Predator.
Yeah.
Where Arnold decides to say, "You're one ugly motherfucker." And for some reason, I cannot find Arnold to deliver that line. So,
Also, that's a bit disappointing. I'd just like to add to the talk of Predator that he continues his series of having awesome names in movies.
Oh, being called Dutch.
Yeah, Alan Dutch Schaefer.
Yeah, well, I have to that's
a cool name.
He has cool names in his movies.
Yeah.
He does. John Matrix, Conan, The Terminator, Dutch.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Do they get any cooler? No, they don't.
No.
But if anyone hasn't seen Predator, you're a moron.
Well, they might get cooler in a couple of later films.
Mm. Maybe.
There's definitely a few cool names later on.
Yes. And Arnold just wants to say...
Stop being such a pussy!
We're not being a pussy. All right. Another film made in the same year is The Running Man.
Mm-hmm. A film about running.
Indeed, it is actually about running because he has to run for their lives.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the tagline is, "The year is 2019. The finest men in America don't run for president. They run for their lives." Basically, awesome. Yeah, futuristic movie, although, you know, when it was made, it was futuristic because, you know, 2019 is only like 9 years away now. It's when they're on a TV show and they basically try not to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know. It's a TV show and they do this whole thing where someone's got to survive and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, the world's gone to shit.
Yeah.
All that kind of typical stuff.
Typical futuristic.
Yeah, because that's where the future's headed. Although I'm getting conflicting reports when I'm reading. It says 2017 and the other one says 2019. Whichever the case, It is sometime in the near future.
Yes, around 2017, 2019.
Yes, around that time. And this film also features Jesse Ventura.
Yes.
They must have been holding hands.
They must have.
Hmm. The Running Man's probably not... I mean, it is well known, but it just doesn't seem to always come up when talking about Arnold films. But, you know, I quite enjoy the film. I haven't watched it for a while. I do have it on DVD. And, cool. I mean, it's definitely something I'd recommend for Arnold. It's just...
fun.
It's just, yeah, I mean, it's just a fun movie. And it's very 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, The Running Man. Is it good?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say about The Running Man, not such a cool name in that.
Ben Richards.
Yeah.
Although he does wear this awesome outfit in it. Like this, I don't know, was it like spandex or something? it's really just so appealingly sexy.
However, the name is not Ben Richards.
Yeah, sorry to anybody called Ben Richards, but not sexy.
If there's anyone listening, I apologize. Your name's just not sexy. Change it.
All right. Next.
Benjamin.
Yeah, we'll go to the next film where his name was Ivan Danko. The film is Red Heat, and this is another one that's not as well known. It was it's kind of like trying to be like a buddy cop type of thing where you've got the Chicago's craziest cop with Moscow's toughest detective.
And is they have he Moscow's to be, toughest detective?
He is Moscow's toughest detective. They awesome. They have to team up, and the other guy is played by James Belushi.
Cool.
And, yeah, it's all right. It's not that great. I mean, it's worth a watch at least once, but I just didn't think they didn't have that kind of magical chemistry.
Yeah.
So it just, it's good, but it's not great. But, it's still worth checking out.
According to Wikipedia, it has Lawrence Fishburne in it.
That wouldn't surprise me because he tends to just pop up from time to time.
Yeah.
It's been that long since I've seen it, so I'd have to check again, like rewatch it.
Yeah.
But
apparently he plays the part of Lieutenant Charles Stobbs.
Now that's a name and a half. My name is Lieutenant Stobbs.
Yeah. I imagine him as some sort of hard ass sort of cop in charge. You know, the sort of give me your gun and your badge.
And then you say the streets. My name is Morpheus.
Yeah.
Stop whining.
Shut up.
Stop it. Stop whining.
Shut up.
Stop it.
Fine, bitch. All right. Red Heat. Watch it, because Arnold's getting pissed off.
Yes.
All right. Next film, and I got to say, this is like one of my all-time guilty pleasure films. Twins. This is like his jump into comedy. And his name in this film, Julius Benedict.
That's not bad.
He doesn't really work in comedies, but this is just hilarious. I mean, how are we supposed to believe that Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger could be related at all? Like, in any way possible. It's just ridiculous. But, you know, they're twins. Yeah. It's a medical experiment, but they're twins.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Danny DeVito, I think, is, three or four years older, so the age difference is not that bad. But, you know, they don't look alike. Danny DeVito is about 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
But this is just a fun, stupid movie.
It is.
It really is, like, it's
great.
You know, Arnold is like this guy who's lived on this desert island, and he just doesn't understand anything.
No.
And it's like, Danny DeVito goes, money walks and bullshit. No, money talks and bullshit walks. And Arnold's reply, how can bullshit walk? And he's going, and he finds out that Arnold's a virgin. Hilarious. And he's just so calm in all these stupid situations. It's just funny. It's lame and cheesy. Yeah. But how could you not just love the crap out of this movie?
Indeed, it's awesome.
Arnold, is it awesome?
Yes!
How awesome?
Great.
Excellent. Now, can we trust you on that?
Trust me. Yes.
Alrighty. He seems pretty happy with that. Of course, Arnold and Danny DeVito teamed up again, but we'll get to that soon. Should we move on to the next film?
Yes.
Which he plays Douglas Quaid.
That's another cool name.
Slash Hauser.
Doug Quaid.
In Total Recall. And if everybody remembers this movie, it has the chick with three boobies.
I remember this film for scaring the shit out of me when I was little, with the whole bit where their eyes pop out their head.
Yeah, I distinctly remember that as well when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, oh, this movie's gross and all this stuff. But then when I watched it when I was older, I was like, man, this kicks ass.
Yeah.
Now,
I still thought it kicked ass when I was little, but I just...
It was scary. Now,
yeah.
Total Recall was based on a Philip K. Dick short story. And it was directed by Paul Verhoeven, which I cannot pronounce his name. And I have much love for this director because he gave me Showgirls, and he also directed RoboCop, which I think Arnold was considered for briefly, but I don't think that would have worked. And
Starship Troopers.
Yeah, Starship Troopers and Basic Instinct, where everyone saw Sharon Stone's beaver.
Beaver?
Yes. You know, she crosses her legs and everyone sees her.
Oh, yeah, that is the film, huh?
Yeah, but she's also in Total Recall as the wife, but she's...
Is that her character's name, the wife?
No, I can't remember what her character's name is, but she plays his wife, but she doesn't show her in between her legs in this movie.
Her beaver.
Yes. I thought I would say beaver. I thought I would be humorous.
Yeah.
I don't know if I am.
You lack discipline.
Fine.
Ah, holy shit, it's got Michael Ironside in it.
Yes, I was going to say it has the awesome Michael Ironside.
Everything he touches turns to gold.
Yes, he's just
the bomb. Least everything I've seen him in has turned to gold.
He never plays a good guy, ever. No. But he's just like one of those cool guys that always shows up in a movie playing a badass and you're just like, yeah.
Like, he did sort of play, like, a good guy in Starship Troopers.
But he's always bad.
Yeah, like... he isn't, like, a typical good guy. He's sort of, like, just a dude that turns up and goes, "Hey, you're all dicks, let's fight."
Yeah. And in Total Recall, which is kind of funny because we just talked about twins, the guy that plays Quado, well, not Quado, but he's got, is it Quado? The Quado, the thing that's on his stomach.
Mm.
The guy that plays him, he played the bad guy Webster in Twins. So Arnold likes working with the same people.
Cool.
But yeah, this movie has some really cool effects and actually still hold up pretty well, you know, being that it's a 20-year-old film. And Arnold, I think it's definitely like, you know, acting-wise, he's pretty good.
Yeah, it's an Arnold classic.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a really good storyline and it's one of those movies that fucks with your head because you're like, is it real? Is it not real? What's going on? When did all this start? It's one of those things that really messes with your head.
Absolutely.
And it's actually really funny. If you watch the DVD with commentary from the director and Arnold, massive accents aside, it is actually entertaining and I enjoyed it. And they do give some really interesting insights into the story and what they wanted to accomplish.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if people haven't seen Total Recall, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, magically.
Yeah, and it should definitely be seen.
Yes.
And... for those of you who haven't seen it, Arnold says this.
Fuck you.
He's not impressed, man. He really isn't.
Fuck you.
See? He's just pissed off, man. All right. Arnold then went back to comedy with Kindergarten Cop. And I think this is a much loved movie, despite how silly it is.
It's awesome.
My name is Detective John Gimbel, or something like that.
Honestly, this film gave us so many memorable quotes.
All right, here we go.
I'm Detective John Kimball. Stop it! Stop whining!
This movie was the reason that soundboards were invented.
Have you got the one where he goes, "There is no bathroom"?
I don't think so.
It's class where the little kid's just like, I need the bathroom.
There is no bathroom.
I don't even think I've got, it's not a tumor. Stupid soundboards can't have that line.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
All right, Arnold, are you ready to deliver us some awesome lines? I hope so. Are you?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Hey, there it is.
What does he do? Who is your daddy? What does he do? Who is your daddy? What does he do?
You
son of a bitch.
Even though that line wasn't in that movie, he got angry.
Is that totally... Is this the one where he sits in the club all creepy and goes, I like you, Cindy?
I don't remember, I think so. Oh, yeah, because he goes to...
He totally, like, he sits in the club going, I like you, Cindy.
Yeah, he had to go find her. He had to go find the chick. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And the bad guy looks really, like, weird.
Mm.
Yeah, and there's just
because there's someone on the cast list called Cindy, Danny's girlfriend, who witnessed his murder.
Yeah, and then
so yeah, this is the film with
because he he's the badass cop, and he has to go undercover as the kindergarten teacher because his partner was sick because she just eats all the time and she got sick.
Yeah,
and he's just like, yeah, Arnold as a kindergarten teacher. Like, kindergarten in the US is, I think, like, equivalent to when you start school here when you're, like, 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Because when we say kindergarten, that's for, like, 3 or 4-year-olds, but the kids in this are, like, 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, this movie's just awesome. It's so much fun. Like, you don't need... Like, it does have action and stuff in it, but you don't need that to have a good time with this.
This film isn't about the action.
Yeah, it's just about the comedy and, you know, fish out of water scenario.
Yeah, and all the awesome quotes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what people say if they hate it or whatever. It's just fucking awesome and I love watching it.
It's always.
Yeah, like Arnold would say, fuck you if you hate it. So be careful because he does get angry and you don't like him when he's angry.
No.
Which I think he would. Is that right? You don't like, wouldn't like you when you're angry?
Yes.
See? He like totally freaking agrees. Kindergarten Cop. And now, after Kindergarten Cop, what did he make? He went on to make, at the time was the most expensive film ever made, which is no surprise considering it was a James Cameron movie. And that would be Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Probably one of the few sequels in film history that's actually better or equivalent to the original.
I'd go and say, like, they're even because they're different movies. And obviously Arnold's role as the Terminator is different this time around. They made him the good guy. And they put in badass Robert Patrick as the T-1000. So they upped the ante with giving us a really... even more unstoppable bad guy.
Yeah.
Which is pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, I'd definitely say it's at least equal to the original.
It's pretty awesome. And, like, it's like one of the best action movies, obviously.
Yeah, it's just from start to finish. It's just, like, nuts-out action.
Yeah, and they actually, like, they continued on the story pretty well. It's anything after that, they just don't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, watch them back to back. It's pretty awesome. And, you know, it's got a lot of, like, you know, because it deals with the future, obviously, because he's come from the future to protect the future leader of the resistance over there. I've gone blank on the names of everything.
John Connor?
No. I mean, the resistance goes against the Skynet and all that.
Skynet, yeah.
I was going to say something completely different. I'm like, shit, that's not right. and then you've got all the morals of, like, you know, if you change the future, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
If you kill this person, are things going to be any better? You know, are things really that predetermined? Can we, you know, make changes? It's got all that kind of
pretty cool bit of sort of the Terminator becoming slightly more human as well.
Yeah, like they program him so he can learn.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's all pretty good. Like, you got to watch I think it's the director's cut, the extended version. It's got more scenes. It's got just more heart to it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's one of those movies you can watch all the time and you can't really go wrong with it.
Absolutely.
And Arnold agrees?
Yes.
He really agreed with that, didn't you?
Yes!
Oh, right. He's getting pissed. So, yeah.
And if I could just, the subject of Terminator 2 and how awesome it is, just say that it has one of my favourite lead songs from any soundtrack.
Guns N' Roses.
You Could Be Mine by Guns N' Roses.
That song kicks off. I think we might end the show with that song because it's awesome.
Awesome.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
Now, why did you say that? Are you crazy?
Who are you?
You know who I am.
Where's my family?
I don't freaking know, you dumbass. Jesus. Are you all right there?
Thanks.
Okay. No worries, Arnold. we've got a few more movies to talk about, and this one is actually really hated, but I love the shit out of this one, and he's got a cool name again, Jack Slater. And also, he plays himself. The Last Action Hero.
Yay! I love this film.
Yeah, high five. This movie's awesome. It's just a send-up of stupid action movies. Like, I mean, what's wrong with it? It's just supposed to be silly.
Mm.
Like, you don't take it seriously. And it works. Yeah, it does. It just takes the shit out of everything, and it's cool.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's got a lot of, like, little cameos. Like, you see the other Terminator in a scene, and,
yeah.
You know, it just takes the piss out of everything. Like, it's hilarious. Yeah. I love this movie. And it absolutely was another John McTiernan movie from...
Just checking out all the cameos, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there really is.
Tina Turner, Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I think there's like a funny... I think they did this in Twins as well. There's a poster of Sylvester Stallone in Twins, and he kind of does like a fuck you sort of thing to him. And then in this, I think the Terminator is played by Sylvester Stallone. But, you know, those two are actually really good friends. And the one thing that I thought would have been the best Kick-Ass movie ever was if they teamed up for a movie. Like, both of them starred in, like, a big action movie. But
that would be awesome.
What we do have to look forward to is an Arnold cameo in The Expendables, which is out later this year. So he will be on the screen with Sylvester. And in the future, I will be doing a Sylvester podcast because I have much love for that man. But anyway.
Awesome.
Yes, The Last Action Hero. I think
it was a brilliant film.
I mean, I just think maybe people that don't like it just didn't get the joke. It's not supposed to be serious. It's supposed to be sending up action movies.
Yeah, it's pretty much like just a spoof film.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, you know, if you went into an action movie world, this is what it would be like.
Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to be like that.
Correct. Yeah.
See, Arnold knows what we're talking about, man.
It's like awesome as well that inside the movie, the characters, you know, can't really die unless they're supposed to.
Yeah, but it's
outside they can.
Yeah, it's funny. And you know what? I forgot to play a soundbite from Terminator, and I'm just going to do it now.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Sorry, I couldn't find that before and I wanted to play it. Moving on from one action movie to another, we have True Lies, which again is another James Cameron film. And this isn't one that you take too seriously because it is rather over the top.
Yeah.
But the only thing I can say, it is just so funny and fun and so enjoyable. And I think Arnold in this movie, I think he kind of just did something a bit different that he hadn't really done before. Like, the role that he plays and the way he plays it, I just think is just something a bit different. And, you know, he's quite good in it. And he kind of does mix the comedy element pretty well. But I would say he had a really good, you know, director with James Cameron, and he had good support with the cast. So it's a fun freaking movie. And his name is Harry in this one.
That is a good name. Harry Tasker.
And one of the most memorable scenes is because in this movie he's a secret agent and he thinks his wife is going to go have an affair with some loser. So he decides that he's going to fuck around with her and send her on fake missions. And one of them was to like be a bit of a hooker stripper to some guy. Yeah. And the guy is him, but he's hidden. And Jamie Lee Curtis plays his wife, and she walks into this room and she's supposed to like do a strip tease thing for him. And she's wearing this horrible dress, and she kind of rips it up and makes it look better. And she does this like, it's kind of funny because she doesn't really know what she's doing, but she does this like strip dance in her underwear. And he's just like sitting there watching going, I had no idea my wife could do that. And she looked smoking hot. But, I mean, it's a fun movie. I mean, it's not one of James Cameron's best, but it's pretty fun. Like, you can't, how can you go wrong with it? If you don't have a good time with this movie, there's something wrong with you, and I like saying that. And absolutely. Arnold agrees.
Yes, 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 yes.
He really agrees.
Yes.
Are you telling the truth?
I lied.
Is that a lie?
Yes.
Well, you're a wanker, all right? Are you sorry?
I'm really, really sorry.
Good. good man, Arnold. Now, the next film, which I don't really want to talk about too much, is Junior, where he plays a pregnant man. And this movie was crap, and I hated it. It reteamed him with Danny DeVito, and it was just stupid. That's pretty much all I have to say about that, because I just...
Was it not him having a baby?
Yeah, I mean, he's pregnant. Like, that's stupid, and it was stupid, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, right? I think Arnold regretted this movie.
Yeah, probably.
See, he said so. So, yeah, moving right along from that atrocity, we've got, you know, coming to, you know, I just don't think his films were as good as they were in the earlier ones that were there.
Mm-hmm.
There's Eraser, which I actually haven't seen from start to finish. I've seen bits and pieces, but I just haven't sat down and watched the whole thing in one go.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've never seen it.
Yeah. I mean, what I saw, it was all right, so I don't think it's, like, a bad movie from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something I just didn't get around to watching all the way through properly.
Yeah.
But I will definitely give it a try. Yeah. One film I remember going to the cinema to watch with school was Jingle All the Way. And I just don't like this movie. I think it's stupid. You like it, though, don't you?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I find it... it's funny.
Yeah, I just didn't think it was all that funny.
I find it funny.
I'm just not really all that into Christmas movies.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this one didn't really work for me. I'm really sorry, Arnold.
Mm.
Please don't hate me. Do you hate me?
Yes.
Oh, he's an arsehole.
Shut up!
Okay, he got angry. I won't insult it, all right?
You lack discipline.
Fucking hell. He's angry. I think one of the worst films possibly ever made is Batman and Robin, and I really don't want to discuss it, but this movie was crap. And, you know, he always plays good guys, except for, like, the first Terminator, really.
Yeah.
And he went back to playing a bad guy as playing Mr. Freeze. But this movie was terrible. And, you know, he was having a good time making the movie.
Yeah.
But it just was crap, and it just nothing worked.
He is one of the saving graces of the film, though.
Do you want to give us one of the lines from the movie?
sure, yeah. Probably one of my favourites is the line where he says, "You're not sending me to the cooler."
And I'll say, "Tonight, hell freezes over."
Oh, yeah, he says that as well, doesn't he?
Or, "Ice to see you." I mean, with lines like that, poof. It reeks of quality, doesn't it, Arnold?
It's awesome when he's sitting in his little, like, dressing gown and slippers watching watching the little penguins dancing.
Yeah, he's doing something.
Fuck you.
And he's trying to get all his henchmen to dance, and he's like, come on, dance.
Yeah, Arnold, what would you say to Joel Schumacher for making this movie?
Fuck you, asshole.
Yeah, I agree. Moving right along, the next couple of films he made was End of Days and The Sixth Day. Jericho Crane is a cool name for End of Days, his character.
Yeah.
That was the film about the devil, and I thought it was pretty crap. I saw it at the cinema. I was so excited to see it. And it's this Arnold movie, and it's got, like, the devil in it. It's got to be so cool. And I was just like, nah, I don't like this movie.
It was
a disappointment. I mean, Arnold was all right. It's just the overall film just didn't really deliver.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was a weird choice for Arnold.
Yeah.
And hopefully he doesn't hate it.
I've never seen it all the way through.
Yeah, I can't say I blame you because it's not easy to get into. And The Sixth Day was the one about the cloning. And I didn't mind it. I think it's better than End of Days, but not by much.
Yeah.
He, like, meets a clone of himself, and there's all this stuff about cloning. I mean, it's interesting, like, concepts, but I don't know. I thought it could have been better.
He had a decent name in it, though. Adam Gibson.
Adam Gibson. Yeah, he has some pretty cool names, as we stated.
Yeah.
So, Arnold is pretty cool. Aren't you, Arnold?
Yes.
See? Do you like us?
Yes.
Cool. What do you think's going to happen to Will?
One of us is in deep trouble.
One of yous is in deep trouble. That's what he thinks of you. So, yeah, the next, like, movie he made was Collateral Damage, which it was all right. It was he played a fireman.
Cool.
And his family get killed after a terrorist. Obviously do their terrorist things and
attack.
Yeah, it was a terrorist attack. So I'm trying to say, and basically that he gets told they're collateral damage and he's pissed off and he wants to find who's responsible for it. I mean, I didn't mind it when I first watched it. It's okay. It could have been better. It's not that. I mean, it's got action in it, but it's hard to say. It's kind of hit and miss. Like, it's watchable good, but, yeah, it probably could have been a lot better. But unfortunately, like, yeah, towards this part of his career, the movies weren't that good. And the last notable movie that he made was Terminator 3, and this movie is not really well-liked. However, Arnold is pretty cool in it. I think you'd agree.
Terminator 3?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Arnold's cool in it. It's all right. I mean, the problem is there's no continuality and...
No.
You know, everything just doesn't end up making much sense after because they fucked things up.
But, and it's far more jokey than the other ones.
Yeah. And, I mean, he's not as human as he was in the other one, in Terminator 2. And, you know, he goes up against the female Terminator. It's a little bit, yeah, they've obviously put that in for guys to have something to look at.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's not that great. But
yeah, although it does give us our first female Terminator.
Yeah, I mean, that it did, but it just wasn't that fantastic.
No.
And Arnold probably doesn't like us not saying, you know, he probably wants us to say good things about him, and we're not.
Stop it!
See? You want us to say good things, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. But that pretty much wraps up his career. I mean, he had, like, you see him pass the rock in Welcome to the Jungle, a.k.a. The Rundown, and he had a small role in Around the World in 80 Days, which was ridiculously stupid, and he's going to have a cameo in The Expendables, which is the big action movie from Sylvester Stallone. So,
And he was CGI'd in Terminator Salvation.
Yes, he was. And it actually looked pretty good, too.
Mm.
So, yeah. That probably wraps us up for our Arnold discussion. And basically, early 90s and 80s films, awesome. The ones from the 90s onwards, not so awesome. But
mixed bag.
Yeah. But Arnold is very cool, and we do love him very much. And he has some awesome one-liners, as we know, obviously.
Who is your daddy? What does he do?
You son of a bitch.
Don't be ridiculous.
My mission is to protect you.
Your clothes. Give them to me.
You know you're the girl of my dreams.
Oh, thank you. I'm the girl of his dreams. Awesome. So, I would say thank you, Will, for joining me to talk about Arnold.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'll have you anytime.
Giggity.
And I'm sure Arnold would like that as well.
Yes.
Did you enjoy the show, Arnold?
Yes!
All right! No problem. So, yes, until next time, I've been Super and Will has not been wearing a kilt.
Indeed.
And Arnold has this to say.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You son of a bitch.
Fuck you, asshole.
He was very impressed and will play you a little song to take you out with. So,
indeed.
See you later, alligator.
See ya.
Bye.